Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Taco Tuesday, crushed ice and nachos. We'll hear about that coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Race fans, you're hot and thirsty. If you don't get some relief quick, just like those cars, your body's gonna overheat. That's why you need the cool, refreshing blast of Body Fuel. It's like an overhaul for your body in a 12-ounce can. Just one drink and you'll be refueled and ready for anything your busy lifestyle demands. Excuse me, sir. You look hot and thirsty.
Boy, I sure am. I got my two kids with me and I forgot the cooler in the car. God, it's got to be 100 degrees out here. I could sure go for a cold drink of water.
Water? You don't want water. You want something that'll replenish all the fluids you've lost. You need the overhaul for your body in a 12-ounce can. You need Body Fuel.
Body Fuel? I never heard of
it. That's cause it's new.
Here, try it. Great, yeah. In this heat, I'll try anything.
Here.
Jesus! This tastes like motor oil!
Well, there is some motor oil in there. And some transmission fluid, gasoline, and even a little engine coolant.
Engine coolant? Hey, I can't see!
Well, of course you can't see. That's the power of Body Fuel on your system, making it just like brand new. What do you think of Body Fuel?
Are you trying to kill me? Hey, what's that fizzing noise?
Ah, that's a little battery acid.
Acid?
It'll keep your body running smooth and efficient. How do you like the sporty racing look of the package?
I can't see it. I can't see anything.
Well, it's very sporty. Don't worry. Preliminary testing shows that the blindness is only a temporary side effect. Anyway, how about that refreshing, cool, clear taste?
Come here. I'm going to sue you bastards. Come here. Where are you? I can't see anything.
Body Fuel. When you're so thirsty, you could die. Try one of Body Fuel's free, delicious flavors. Original lemon lime, iced tea, or diesel. Four economical 55-gallon drums.
I can't feel my tongue. My tongue. I can't feel. Hey, my gums are bleeding. My gums are bleeding.
Body Fuel from the people who brought you Thirstpiration Plus. It's the health drink for those on the run. Go out and pick up some Body Fuel today at a supermarket or auto parts store near you.
Come here, you son of a bitch.
Ha 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 If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Morning, what day is it? Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Two for Tuesday, Tom.
Taco
Tuesday? Twice as nice. Taco Tuesday? Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Mexican restaurants do have a spike on a Tuesday. I bet they do. They must.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They'd have to. More tacos on Tuesday than any other
Tom, day? I forget. Are you a crunchy or a soft?
It depends. Mm. Depends on the mood.
Have you ever had what Taco Bell calls a double-decker?
Mm-hmm.
Where
they take a
crunchy shell and they coat it in refried beans and then they put a soft taco around that.
Do they still have that?
I have not had that.
I think they do.
And other restaurants will do this too. And it's really wonderful.
Really good.
A soft taco shell around the hard taco.
First place I saw it was a place called Taco John's in the upper Midwest. And they, I don't know if they call it, I forget what they called it, but it was. Same deal.
Taco John's is good.
Taco John's is great.
Yes.
I look forward to that on Comic.
Did you guys have Del Taco?
We did not.
No, but I'm aware of it.
We had them in St. Louis, and the thing about them was you could get, it was all taco, like Mexican food, except you could get French fries.
Huh.
They had crinkle cut fries.
You know the interesting thing about Del Taco, the guy who started that was used to be a blackjack dealer in Vegas.
Del?
Mm-hmm. that's absolutely.
None of this is true.
Rumor.
No, some of that is true.
Yeah. Tacos, I very rarely had a bad taco.
Yeah, it's hard. I know you didn't care for goat tacos.
Oh, well, yeah. Some guy, I was at some fancy place, tried the goat taco, and it tasted like it tasted kind of like a beef taco that had been coated in turpentine. It had
Why would they do that?
There was a certain something that was tasted A, poisonous, and B, terrible. So I don't recommend
that. Now Taco Tuesday at your house, is it ground beef? Is it chicken? Is it shredded beef? What do you go with?
Usually it's chicken and beef. You have the option.
That's very nice.
And we also do the optional hard taco or soft taco.
Oh, nice.
Lately I've been going with the soft taco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
it's my sensitive palate.
They both. Yes, you got to be careful.
Now, do you have flour tortillas or corn soft tacos?
I vary when. But
no kidding.
Typically the flour lately.
Yeah, flour. I can't
do that. The little mini ones?
Yeah. Little street taco ones.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're called street tacos.
No, burrito size, baby. Yeah.
Really?
And that butter lettuce.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You are really onto the butter lettuce right now, aren't you?
The name has to help.
When you say you are really on.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but I'd like it. It's
that was a perfect name for that stuff. Butter. I mean, that's going to sell. Yeah. You call it something sugar lettuce. People are going to buy more of it.
Yes.
Yeah, butter good.
Yeah.
What about a
butter sugar broccoli, and kids would go, I love
yes,
this.
Yes.
What about an unattractive woman? Butter face.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard that term, Christy?
Yeah.
She's got a great body, butter face. And then you kind of let it linger.
That just
there.
Took all the.
That wasn't nice.
All the momentum.
No, I don't use that term.
I've also heard Bengal. She's got a Bengal uniform. Great uniform, ugly helmet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've heard that.
How did we get from a lovely discussion about the great taste of butter
to ugly
butter lettuce?
This is awful. This is terrible.
So you put butter lettuce on your tacos? You don't go with the shredded?
No, I do not. The shredded lettuce tends to fall away. I don't like it. There are two things I hate. Shredded lettuce, and I hate nothing more than crushed ice. I can't stand it.
Shredded lettuce?
Crushed ice should be illegal. Oh, no, here's a nice little cool your drink for 20 seconds and then turn into water.
You know what?
You like a nice
You've
cube,
got a great
man.
Point. That's interesting.
Yeah, I wish I could have convinced someone else of that.
And you can't...
You need a. That's right. I have an ice machine in my house that makes crushed ice. That's right. I'll admit it.
Only crushed ice?
That's correct.
Oh.
You can't choose?
No.
Between barrel and crushed?
No, you have your choice of water or crushed ice.
Oh, that doesn't make any.
Man.
Wish I'd known that when I bought that thing.
Yeah. You know, you can't eat tacos while you're driving. I think they
no,
tend to be
you
a little
can't.
Very difficult.
Very.
No, I'll admit it.
That's why you go with the burrito.
I've tried.
That's why I always get the soup.
Yes. Good morning, gazpacho.
Oh, yeah,
I've had burritos while driving, Christy. Yeah. Now, you got to be careful there.
You got to have the wrap at the end.
Yeah, it'll leak.
I wonder how many times a hardworking police officer has come up to the scene of a fatal accident and looked in the car. Oh, man, I guess the burrito took him out.
Couldn't steer.
I wonder how many.
Yeah, you're right.
If we'll ever have an accurate accounting of how many mishaps, smaller or otherwise, are caused by texting.
So many, but you're right.
I think it would be real difficult to. I mean, you can look at the phone and tell, you know, when it happened or whatever. But
I'm
fascinated by your Taco Tuesday, though. So there's nothing. I hate to say normal about it. Like, you know, you shredded lettuce. Do you put cheese on your taco?
Yes, there's a little bowl of cheese, and I will take a little teeny amount and sprinkle it on.
Okay. Very nice, very nice.
Butter lettuce. I tend to go heavy with the guac.
Okay, that's good.
Do you make it yourself?
Got to be careful. Lime can ruin a good guac. Too much lime.
But I got in trouble last week because I put the wrong spoon in the guac.
Now that's, you know, Tom.
You know, boy, you.
I, boy.
Wrong spoon in the guac.
You're among friends. I mean, we will.
Do you need a safe house?
Yeah,
we can blink at it.
So I have a couch.
You can't put the salsa spoon into the guac.
And if you do,
you have to get up and go get two new spoons.
Well, that's because the salsa gets in the guac.
I admit it. I am right. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I do agree.
However, I'm really not telling the truth. That's not what happened.
You can't cross-contaminate.
No, I took the guac, threw it in my taco, then took the guac spoon, put it in my mouth, and licked it clean, and put it back on the table, and I got caught.
He knew he was doing something wrong, and he got caught.
Why would you do that?
I wasn't thinking. You know how it is. I have trouble thinking anyway. Thinking, talking, obeying the rules.
Have a conversation.
Putting my napkin on my lap on time.
You can't let it sit there.
Do you get told, does anyone at your house mention how loudly you eat?
Only constantly.
Yeah.
And we wonder why he comes in here and tyrannicals us around.
Just goes wild.
Yeah.
Because he can't do it at home.
Right. Here's Tom eating.
It is true.
Just like you're in prison.
Like you just got out of prison.
Do you remember the morning Tom's feelings?
I only get time in the yard.
Tom's feelings were a little hurt. He felt a little betrayed. He told us, yeah, my youngest daughter told on me for slurping my soup. Mom, Tom, Dad slurping his soup.
It's unbelievable.
He looked really betrayed.
Kids will rat you out, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my, that's all they do. They just sit there waiting.
And they will also kick your ass. A toddler, they rear back with that head and catch you right in the nose.
You ever had a kid rat you out when they're trying not to rat you out? As in they'll come in and go, well, we had a good day, but don't worry, Mom, we didn't go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
So you took him to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Evidently,
Dad knows the waitress there.
Yeah, I've had that.
My son we went to the mall, and I'm not going to say that Dad maybe got your Mother's Day present there. At this store, you know, whatever. Yeah, yeah, I've been there many times.
Oh, boy.
Well, so it is Taco Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday somewhere.
Can't get tacos this early, though, can you?
There's breakfast tacos.
We could figure something. Well, the breakfast burrito, what a great invention.
That is a good invention.
Who makes the best?
There are many. But my larger point here would be that about 1980... In a lot of places in this country, you could not. The only Mexican restaurant was Chi-Chi's.
Yeah,
yeah. There and now, that's gone, right?
Now they have actual great restaurants. Isn't salsa the number one condiment now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Still, wow.
Instead of ketchup, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
I thought sriracha moved up there.
It was up there for one at one point.
Could be.
Do you use salsa on anything else besides tacos?
In the bedroom.
Oh,
what?
That's really something.
I brush my teeth.
You want to go mild?
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand why it's the most.
What about scrambled eggs? You ever do that?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good.
Very good.
Yeah. Huevos rancheros or whatever they call it.
That is real good, yeah.
Whatever they call it. I use bachelor tacos. You get your Tostitos and put them in the and then flop some cheese on there.
Yep. Mm.
Nachos. Put them in the microwave.
Yep. I had that for lunch yesterday.
I don't like the giant stacked up nachos. So by the time you get to the bottom,
there's no cheese on them.
Yeah, it's a.
There's an art to it.
Yeah, there's just.
I've mastered it.
Wait a minute. There's an art to it, or what is?
I mean, it's hard. You can't explain it because every pile of nachos is different. But you just gotta.
You gotta take your time. It's kind of like
eat around the outside first.
Pay attention.
It's like the Jenga, right?
And if you get a particularly loaded nacho, like that has all, you know, one of the chips that's unfairly loaded. Right. You follow that with a plain chip so that it seems like you have two equal. You can really balance it out. And I've really got this down.
Okay.
Wow.
I also have a hack, a taco hack. I don't know that this is probably out there, so mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I am the first to tell you about this. But mm-hmm. when you are having crunchy tacos,
check
if you can on your plate leave a soft tortilla. So that as everything falls onto the plate, it's falling into the soft tortilla, and then that's your last taco, a soft taco.
That's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I think we might want to call the Defense Department.
That's amazing. I saw a great tortilla hack yesterday. You take a tortilla, you heat it up, and then you take ground beef and like in a light coating on it with some onions and some, you know, salt, whatever you want to put, and cheese, and then you cook it in the skillet like a hamburger, but it's just kind of like a hamburger tortilla.
Oh, interesting.
It was really cool.
Mm. You know, you could take a bar rag and squeeze it and get an extra drink, too.
Delicious. Delicious.
On that note.
Pat.
What? I thought you were in a program. What's going on?
He graduated.
Now. The double-decker from Taco John's with the hard taco, then the bean dip, and then the soft taco wrapped around the whole thing is called Taco Bravo.
Ooh.
A fitting name.
The old Taco Bravo.
Now, the upper decker.
That's when you eat a couple tacos.
And then you.
What a great joke.
That is almost as funny
people,
as.
You know, you can leave the house. People won't notice it for a day, maybe.
Yeah. It could go a long time.
They're cleaning everything. And, what a classic. No,
nobody ever takes the lid of the tank off. Nobody.
Can you imagine this?
Oh, my God.
Who did this?
What monster did this?
I heard about it with Bob and Tom.
Let's get back to the sports page.
Dear Funny Gang, about the subject of Tom calling things not their name because he just can't find the words sometimes. My daughter wants to clean out her car, and she wants to use a carpet cleaner. But instead, she couldn't remember the words, so she came in and said, Dad, can I have the water vacuum?
Perfectly valid.
Is that valid?
Sure.
I was golfing at my country club. We have rakes at every bunker so you can fix your steps in Paul Martin.
Sure.
Right.
I was asking my playing partner for the rake, and I couldn't remember the name, and I pointed at it and said, hand me the not shovel.
Oh, that's good.
And by the way, your Friday morning show, I forget what we did, it shut down the tee box for about 10 minutes. Everybody couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
That's Joe in Ohio.
Nice. I wonder what I said.
The not shovel. I love that.
Give me the not shovel.
Give me the not shovel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's time for us to go back to the sports page briefly.
Is that right? Okay. The Las Vegas Raiders added another weapon. Ex-Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup.
Oh, I've been waiting all day for that one.
Is expected, what? Maybe? Expected to sign a one-year, $3 million deal with the Raiders.
Person going to make hay.
With the...
Hey, don't stall. You should have done that earlier.
Hey, rein it in.
This sportscast will be over. Well, not for long.
I do not care for this bit.
Michael Gallup.
Critical yet embracing the bit. Very clever.
Among USA Today's top 20 free agents available, he's 28 years old, spent the first 6 years of his career with the Cowboys in 2019. Gallup had career highs in both catches and receiving.
That's great.
And now the Raiders are saddled with him.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Oh, you got it in.
Too slow.
I just hope he doesn't stir up trouble.
Oh, yeah, these are all fantastic.
Stir up trouble.
Oh, fantastic, God. Really?
Oh, I love these.
You have one. You have a couple more puns?
What are you talking about, Tom? Michael Gallup just signed by the Raiders from the
Cowboys? I can't believe they signed him because he's on the injured reserve list.
Oh, he
is? Yeah. As the trots.
Oh, boy, that's a shame. That is tough.
You don't want that in a pair of white, what color pants do the Raiders wear?
Depends on the day.
Depends? Okay.
Oh, then it'll be fine.
Could we get back to the main event, please?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
ist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.